I've had a lot of opportunities to pursue those interests, and because I do not have many constraints that many other people have. And I, for example, I've had the chance to work with Amartya Sen, which has been a big influence and has helped in many ways. When you say what is the kind of experience that has made you think that way, I think that much more than academic training, in the recent past, it has been the experience of being associated with the various social movements in India, and particularly movements for economic and social rights, like the right to education, the right to food, the right to employment. And this has been a great educational experience in many ways. And it has also meant spending a lot of time in the field, conducting field surveys or being part of grassroots campaigns for these economic and social rights. And when you spend a lot of time in the field, you start seeing things in a somewhat different light you acquire a different outlook on many things. For example, in the last few years, I've been involved in the monitoring and implementation of the Employment Guarantee Act in India. Employment Guarantee Act is an act that gives people a right to being employed on local public works within 15 days if they apply for work, and if they don't get employment, then they have to be given an unemployment allowance. It's a very progressive legislation, very unique actually, which was a bit of a political miracle for various reasons. It creates an opportunity for people to have up to 100 days of employment per year under this law. It's a law, it's not just a scheme, it's a legal right. And I think it could really have wonderful effects, not just in terms of providing security. I mean, the first objective, of course, is to provide some kind of social security to people. But it can also bring about a lot of very interesting social, economic and political change, because it reduces migration, because it is implemented through local institutions that have a new lease of life through this law. Because it helps women to come out of the household and to become part of the public sphere, because they work together at the work site and it start taking place in public meetings to discuss the planning of works. So there are all kinds of really interesting aspects that can be really transformative. But when you look at the reality of implementation of this law and how people have to fight at every step, first to get work, then to get their wages, then to be paid the minimum wage, you know, it is really a bitter, very bitter struggle. And a lot of things are like that. So when you become involved, maybe initially you do something that seems fairly neutral, like maybe doing a field survey. Then you come across human situations where people are involved in that struggle. You have to take side. You have to decide. You cannot let things happen. For example, you find evidence of corruption, that people have been exploited. Then you have to do something. Then you get dragged into a whole social situation which has its own dynamics. So when you go through that learning, I think that you become much more aware of the systems of power and how they work and how their overwhelming importance. And that applies also at the national level. And then you read a lot of things in a new light, whether it's the orientation of economic policy or of social policy, the working of Indian democracy. I think you develop, at least in my case, a very different understanding of Indian democracy. So these are the kinds of experiences that for me have been, I would not say more important than academic research or teaching, but I think of the two as complementary, because we need to think and to learn from other experiences that we may not have been able to be part of personally, as much as we need the practical experience. And I think that for me the two together can be greatly illuminating. That's basically my personal experience. I've been involved at various times in various ways in influencing what you call policymakers, but I don't think of it only as influencing policymakers. I mean, who is a policymaker in any case? I think of it as a democratic process. I think of India by and large as a democratic country, even though there are very big limitations to Indian democracy. But there is it is an open society with freedom of expression and with many opportunities to become part of various forms of democratic action, which could be, as you say, trying to influence policymakers through media or various forums or talking to members of parliament. But it can also involve other things like maybe going to court, doing public interest litigation or public demonstrations. So I think of it not just as influencing policymakers is part of this whole engagement, but it's also it's more than, more importantly being part of a democratic process, which can be very rich in spite of all the limitations of Indian democracy, and can bring about change, not because you're targeting a policymaker who has that power to do one thing, but because you are part of a movement which can bring about change. And you know, this Employment Guarantee Act that I mentioned is it's a very good example of a case where it was possible to bring about a sort of legislation that really made a big difference to people. You know, today, every year, 50 million people work on this Employment Guarantee Act. So it's really, it's something, it's not the end of poverty by any means, but it's something that really matters to poor people. So it's a case where democratic practice was able to bring about an important change in spite of the generally elitist and I would even say anti-poor people of the, so the general orientation of economic policy. And there are many things like that. The Right to Information Act, the Right to Information Act is another example, a really extraordinary law that has changed, that has begun to change many things in terms of how the democracy, how the bureaucracy work and the kinds of access that people have to public information. And again, which was passed not because of one policymaker or several policymakers, but because of a public movement. And I really believe that in India, there's a huge democratic space that can be used much more than it is used at the moment to bring about that kind of change. So basically, I see myself as being a small part of all that, and that's where things like academic research, influencing policymakers, and being part of social movements all come together. That's what I do. Basically, that's where my heart is.